The last time I'd seen Cowl, he'd been caught in the unbelievably savage backlash of an enormous power summoning spell called a Dark Hallow. It would have been impossible for the man to have survived that spell. There was no way, no way in hell that he'd lived through it. This couldn't be the same person. Could it? Surely it had to be someone else. The ringwraith look was hardly uncommon among those who fancy themselves dark wizards of one kind or another, after all. It could just as easily be someone else entirely, someone not at all connected to Cowl or my theoretical Black Council. On the other hand, Cowl had been the person whose actions had tipped me off to the possibility of the Black Council to begin with. Could he have been a part of the circle that Greycloak had mentioned? After all, I'd dropped a freaking car onto Cowl's head, and he'd hardly blinked at it. If he'd been that well protected, could he have survived the wild energies of the disintegrating Dark Hallow? Worse, what if he hadn't? What if he was one of a set of people just as crazy and dangerous as he had been? I started feeling even more nervous.
"My lord," Greycloak said, bowing his head. He left it that way.
There was a long moment of silence before Cowl spoke. Then he said, "You have failed."
"I have not yet succeeded," Greycloak replied with polite disagreement. "The curtain has not fallen."
"And the fool with you?"
"Still ignorant, my lord. I can preserve or dispose of him as you see fit."
Greycloak took a deep breath and said,
"He has gotten the wizard involved. There is some sort of vendetta between them, it would seem."
The little mist figure made a hissing sound.
"The fool.
There is not enough profit in Dresden's death to jeopardize the operation."
"He did not consult me on the matter, my lord,"
Greycloak said with another bow of his head.
"Had he done so, I would have dissuaded him."
"And what followed?"
"I attempted to remove him along with the rest of the culling."
"Dresden interfered?"
"Yes."
Cowl hissed.
"This changes matters.
What precautions have you taken?"
"I was not followed in flesh, my lord. Of that I am certain."
Cowl held up a miniature hand for silence, a gesture that looked somehow stiff and pained. Then his hood panned around the room. The figure's gaze met mine and hit me like a literal physical blow, a swift jab in the chest.
"He is there," Cowl snarled.
The misty figure turned to face me and lifted both hands. An odd, cold pressure hit me like a wave and pushed me back several feet before I could gather up my will and exert pressure in return, coming to a stop several feet away from Greycloak and Cowl. Cowl's hands clenched into claws.
"Insolent child, I will rip your mind asunder."
I snarled at him and planted my insubstantial feet.
"Bring it, Darth Bathrobe."
Cowl screamed at me. He spoke a word that resonated in my head and thundered through the hazy confines of Greycloak's hideaway. Though I had braced myself to gather my will and pit it against his next strike hammered into me like a freight train. I could no more have resisted it than I could have stopped an ocean tide, and I felt it throwing me back and away. In that last second before I was banished, I reached out with all the strength I had left, focusing on Greycloak, pouring everything I had into the spell to grant me a clear view of his face. I got it, for the barest instant. The face of a man in his mid-30s, tall and lean and wolfish. And then there was a geyser of scarlet pain, as if someone had seized both halves of my skull and torn it into two pieces. Darkness followed.